John chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not come into the sheepfold through the door, but climbs up from somewhere else, is a thief and a robber. But he who enters through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes in front of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. However, they certainly will not follow a stranger, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus spoke this proverb to them, but they did not know what the things that he was saying to them meant. Then Jesus spoke to them again and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door for the sheep. All who have gone are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone goes in through me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and will find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came in order that they might have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But the hired man, so who is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. Then the wolf seizes them and scatters the sheep. The hired man then flees because he is a hired man and he is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, I also know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too, which are not of this fold, and I must lead those too, and they will hear my voice. And there will be this, one flock, one shepherd. Here is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own free will. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. I received this commandment from my Father. Then a division arose again among the Jews on account of these words. And many of them said, "He is possessed by a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, "These words are not those of one possessed by a demon. A demon cannot open the eyes of the blind, can it?" Now it was the festival of the dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus was walking around in the temple in Solomon's colonnade. Then the Jews gathered round him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus replied to them, "I have told you, and you do not believe. It is the works which I do in the name of my Father which testify concerning me. But you do not believe, for you are not my sheep, as I told you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them age-abiding life, and they will certainly not be lost throughout the age, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them from my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus replied to them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. On account of which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him and said, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy, and in that you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said, you are gods'? If he called those people to whom the word of God came, gods, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do do them, and if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Then they again looked for a way to seize him, but he slipped away out of their reach. And he departed again across the Jordan to the place where John was first baptizing, and he remained there. And many came to him and said that John did not perform any sign, but that everything John had said about this man had been true. And many there believed in him.